The Body Forge. His eyes were sore, and he had a headache, but when he opened his eyes and looked around, he saw that he was on a recovery table, presumably aboard the warship Bright Lance. Standing around the low surface were three physician engineers, one of them Ajax recognized as Idris, the chief attendant. He was still restrained on the table, which was a standard procedure after his unconscious form had been removed from the body forge. Ajax did not resist his bonds, as it was protocol to dock each marine for a short time once emerging from the forge. Not everyone came back peacefully, and sometimes it took a few minutes, sometimes it took a few minutes, sometimes even hours, for someone to sink with the torque. Ajax knew from personal experience that during those first few minutes of life after the forge, one's sense of reality could be rather fluid. Considering the horrors of war that the Einherjar regularly witnessed, it was prudent to restrain them until normalcy could be achieved.
"Welcome back, Marine. You are safely aboard the Lance," said Idris as he reached out to touch the Marine's shoulder with a reassuring hand.
"Please, remain at ease while we finish our diagnostic. We must ensure that your expiration was not so traumatic that the body manifests any residual injuries."
"Your file indicates that this is not likely, but we must be sure, mustn't we?"
"Marine at ease, sir," said Ajax, keeping with the protocol even though his mind raced with what he'd seen. Such a potent vision, or hallucination, or whatever it was, had never been something he experienced after emerging from the forge. He found it disturbing, as it was known that resurrection dreams were often an early indicator of a Marine's eventual blackout. Such dreams were not always milestones, as plenty of Marines had the dreams but had yet to blackout, though it was well known that everyone who achieved full blackout suffered the most vivid such dreams.
"All vitals are good. The torque upload is green, but you seem to suffer a manner of seizure just as you came online," said Idris as he finished his work and then set about gently releasing the restraints on the table.
"While the resurrection dreams are acceptably commonplace, I'd like to schedule a follow-up exam in a few weeks, just to make sure we didn't overlook something," Idris continued as he offered a helping hand so that Ajax could return to his feet for the first time in his body.
"Presuming, of course, that you survived that long."
"Copy, sir," nodded Ajax as the other two attendants helped him into a standard-issue body glove, the movement helping the Marine to get his physical bearings and clear his head of cobwebs before he turned to ask, "Did we win?"
"Victory against the Garm is always a relative affair, is it not?" said Idris with a grim smile as he gestured to the bustling forge infirmary.
"From a tactical perspective, we held the line against the swarm. Heorot remains unmolested, so you are to be congratulated on a job well done, even if it cost us many thousands of lives. With regards to how this setback affects the overall stratagems of the Extinction Fleet and the army of the Allfather, who but Odin can know such things?"
Ajax nodded and turned to leave the infirmary, knowing that he was expected to attend a company debriefing with Jarl Mahora. Each Jarl was to gather intelligence from the accounts of their attending company and push the report up to the Watchman, a Marine commander who was the master of Einherjar ground forces deployed from Bright Lance. From there, he would judge the actions of each Marine and their Jarl, take what intelligence he could, and use it to add to the overall knowledge of the Garm, adapting any strategies or tactics needed to make the Einherjar a more effective fighting force. It had been considered an honor that Hydra Company was given the task of defending the gun battery that the Watchman had chosen to use as his tower for that particular engagement. The Marine knew his way from the forge to the hangar bay, knowing that troop shuttles would be making regular departures for the planet's surface. With so many casualties, there would be a constant flow of freshly forged Marines making their way back to their units in Heorot. Ajax had made this journey from the Body Forge 17 times since joining the ranks of the Einherjar. Most of the Marines in his shuttle were members of other companies, though he did see Rama strapped in near the front of the shuttle. The men did not speak as they launched from the bay of the warship and made planetfall. Each was busy getting reacquainted with his body and his mind. They had all done this many times, though even experienced clone soldiers had a certain amount of existential work to do before he was fully prepared to return to battle.